All right, one more such comparison, because it is, again, a telling way to understand how far we come from the end of the Renaissance to the end of the Baroque. We will now compare Baroque emotional extravagance and Renaissance restraint in secular vocal music. We turn then to madrigal, apropos of the Renaissance, and to opera, apropos of the Baroque. Okay, the nature of expression and emotional impact. Well, what is the nature of expression and the emotional impact in Wilkes as Vesta was from Latmos Hill descending from 1601? Again, what is the nature of the expression and the emotional impact of this music? Okay, what's the nature of expression and the emotional impact of that madrigal? Well, the nature of the expression is tone painting. That is, the literary meaning of the words is being illustrated with appropriate musical gestures. It's very cute, it's very enjoyable, but that's the nature of expression. Musical gestures appropriate to the literary meaning of the words. What's the emotional impact? Minimal. Generic at best. My friends, do we feel Vesta's pain as all of those little virgins abandon her and run to Oriana? Do we suffer with her? Do we feel her rage, her anger, her hurt? No. Are we aware of Oriana's own joy or sorrow at having received the virgins from Vesta? No. It's not about emotions. It's about the literary meaning of the words and how they can be best musically illustrated. Let us play a piece written not that long after, about 88 years later. This is from Henry Purcell's opera Dido and Aeneas, a very famous aria called Dido's Lament. Let me tell you a little bit about the opera so that this aria has a perspective, a context, and then we will do our listening. The story of Dido Lament, of Dido and Aeneas, very quickly. Aeneas is a survivor of the sack of Troy, and he and a small band of Trojans go sailing about the Mediterranean. Ultimately, the gods have determined they will go to Italy and found Rome. But on the way to Rome, they stop at Carthage in what today is Tunisia. And the queen of Carthage, Dido, falls in love with this handsome and strapping young man. They have a torrid love affair, Dido and Aeneas do. But sooner or later, the gods tap old Aeneas on the shoulder and they say, yo, dude, we got a job for you in Italy. You can't stay here forever. So, much to his sorrow, he informs Dido of his impending departure, packs up, and leaves. Dido, of course, is heartbroken. Having finally found love at the end of her life, she now gives it up. So, like every good operatic heroine of the Baroque, she decides the only way to honorably deal with this is to pierce her bosom with the sharpest blade she can find in the kitchen. And this, then, is the aria that she sings just before this self-destruction. She sings, "When I am laid in earth, may my wrongs create no trouble, no trouble in thy breast." As she's singing this directly in her mind's eye to Aeneas. "Remember me, remember me, remember me, but forget my fate." It's suicidal despair, and this must be projected by the music. Let's listen to this brief bit of Dido's Lament, and I want you to ask yourself, what is the nature of expression and the emotional impact of this secular vocal music?